Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome Mark Hernandez. He is the owner and founder of People and Pet Energetics. He is a holistic practitioner that helps people and animals that have hit the wall with health and well-being issues. He uses non-invasive energy medicine systems and tools to help people experience a change in a gentle and safe fashion. At times, people may feel these changes instantly, and in other instances, over time. He is certified in the Emotion Code and the Body Code, and is one of 500 certified body practitioners worldwide. He is also a certified advanced ashwork practitioner trained by Rudy Hunter. He has talked about and demonstrated his healing work at the San Antonio Microsoft Store and at events such as the Body Mind Spirit Expo. Day by day, people are choosing to assume a greater role in their own health and healing. Mark's work helps people experience better health as well as more joy, happiness, and inner peace. And get your pens and pieces of paper out because I'm going to be giving you his website in a moment. On tonight's radio show, Mark's going to be giving a brief overview of his holistic work with emphasis on the body code, and he will do 5 mini healings with the callers. And for further information about Mark and his work, his website is on the World Wide Web. It's peopleandpetenergetics.com. And his Facebook page is simply People and Pets, plural, People and Pets Energetics. So let me welcome Mark. Once again, Mark, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you, David, for the invitation to be on your show tonight. Looking forward to it.
Well, I'm glad to have you, Mark. I think that it will be very interesting to have somebody doing some mini healings on the show. I have had healers before who have offered other gifts too and have not actually done healings over the air. So I thank you for your willingness to do that. Let's start out with how your interest in this work developed and how you began.
Yeah, it started 10 years ago. I was teaching at colleges and universities in the U.S., and I noticed that certain patterns were repeated in my professional life. I called one of my siblings. He's a doctor of integrative medicine, told him what was going on. At the time, I was living in Boston, and he set me up with an energy healer in New Mexico. So over a period of 2 months, we worked over the phone, about 2 sessions. And during those 2 months, I noticed some changes. Not everything changed overnight, but enough to catch my attention. So a couple of years later, I called my brother back and said, hey, I want to learn that energy stuff because we all have the abilities to do energy healings. So with that prompt and conversation, he made some recommendations to start some trainings. And since then, I've done many certifications, and I learn something new every day. So that's how I got started.
Well, tell me how it works.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tonight's emphasis is on the body code. So let me explain briefly to your listeners, what is the body code? Okay, the body code is a holistic healing system that identifies 6 major categories of imbalances in the body. These range from the biggest things I see are emotional baggage. Often when we experience things in life, often will process the emotional stuff. Other times it gets trapped in the body. These emotions can be like grief, resentment, anger, and they get trapped in the body. Dr. Nelson, the creator of the body code, says that emotional baggage can account for 80% of people's stuff. So that's huge. The other thing I see a lot in the body code are different types of toxicity. All the Wi-Fi, EMF, toxins from everyday household cleaners, and also sometimes dental toxicity. When I was growing up, it was common to have those mercury amalgam fillings. For some people, those can cause issues with people. So the body code picks up, like I said, six major categories of imbalances. So what I do with, as a practitioner, people have an issue. Let's just say it's a right shoulder pain. I'll ask them for brief information. Okay, they'll say, right now I'm level 10 of 10 pain. It's been going on for 3 years, comes and goes, whatever it is. So with that information, I have the person's permission. I connect with source, God, however people prefer to see it, and read the energy field. And the body will tell me what are the underlying imbalances that are holding into place that issue, that right shoulder pain. So I'll ask the body, right shoulder pain, reason. I'll say it's something emotional, anger. From 5 years ago, there was an episode in the family. The body will tell me, I'll just clear it. 1, 2, 3 swipes, and it will clear from the body. Sometimes the person feels the change, other times they don't, and it's done. So I keep on asking the body what's holding into place the issue. Keep on going till the body will tell me we're either completely done with the issue or done for now, because the body will release whatever it's ready for in any one given session. So that's how it works. And then at the end, I'll say, okay, how's that right shoulder now? You're at level 10 pain, and maybe 10 minutes later they'll say, okay, it's a 6. Okay, that's pretty good, a 40% change in 10 minutes. I'll keep going as long as the body allows me to keep releasing things.
Amazing, amazing. So it's all done through spirit.
Yes, source. I'm very clear when people
talk about you. Oh, I let him back in the room. This
okay.
is my dog,
yeah.
People. This is Shadow, okay. And he wants to be part of the show, but I'm going to excuse him.
Okay.
Sure. Well, at any rate, that's all very interesting. I thank you for talking about that. I had had the feeling that our emotions contributed largely to our physical issues. Can you talk a little bit more about how that works?
Sure. Like I said, like Dr. Nelson, the creator of the body code, he first released a book called The Emotion Code in 2007. Dr. Nelson is a medical intuitive, holistic chiropractor. That was his background. And what he discovered in his 20-plus years in practice is that he'd adjust people as a chiropractor, you know, physically, and often their stuff would keep coming back and back. And so he said, something else is missing. So he got a divine download saying that clear out people's emotional baggage, that often when things keep on coming back, it's usually unprocessed emotions. As I said, that anger, grief, resentment, love unreceived, over 60 emotions, and you release it, and things can shift pretty quickly. So, emotions, as I said, is about 80% of the reason people have stuff. And there's other reasons, but it's a big chunk.
Now, you mentioned that you're a certified ASHWORK practitioner. What does that mean?
Yeah, great. Okay. ASHWORK is a term that means Activated Spaces Healing. It's a system invented by Rudy Hunter. He's in upstate New York. He's been an energetic practitioner for over 30 years. Recently in the last 2 years, he's trained people. It's a different modality, a different method. It's another tool I have in my toolbox to move stuck energies. It's usually a series of four, 3 minute silent processes where I have the people do certain things, and it's another tool to move stuck energy.
I see. Well, how do you work with pets?
Yeah, pets, actually, I work in a very similar fashion with people and pets. So a pet, obviously, it's usually the pet parent that will bring me a pet. Common issue, for example, last night I worked with the client. The issue was that the dog has become very clingy. The owner has recently gone back to work and not able to spend as much time with the pet. So I asked her, you know, how clingy is Zoe? Zoe was 9 of 10, clinginess. So with that information, I tune into the energy field of the pet and see what's holding into place that issue, that clinginess. In this case, it was a variety of things, a little bit of toxins, all the Wi-Fi, cell phone, but also about 3 months ago, the dog had fallen off the bed and kind of had some physical trauma in the field. So I cleared that, and that change will show up in about 3 weeks for that dog.
Huh. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
What can people expect if they work with you for a full-scale healing?
Yeah. Again, everyone's different. This is what I always tell everyone about energy healing. So let's say we have two people, and they both have what looks like the right shoulder pain. So it's very possible with client number one that has that right shoulder pain, level 10, it's possible in a 30-minute session it'll go from 10 to 0. Another client that has the right shoulder pain may go from a 10 to a 5 in 30 minutes. Each person is different. So even though things on the surface look the same, often the energetic underpinnings are different. So people will change at a rate at which they are ready. I always tell people that have ever done like a physical detox program. You know, there are people out there that maybe haven't done detox all their life, physical detox, and all of a sudden they really get into it and want to do 7 programs at once. Okay. So what can happen if they detox too fast, they can really get pretty sick and be in bed for a while. So with energy work, we always set the protocols where it's safe and gentle, where the person will release what they're ready for at any one given time so you don't overwhelm the system.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you for that. Well, are you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go for it.
Okay. Hey, our first caller is Miranda, and just to let the callers know, please keep it to one issue and try to be as succinct as possible. That way, Mark will have more time to deal with your situation, and the first 5 callers are going to get to talk with him, and Miranda is the first one. And Miranda, you're live.
Thank you, David, and hello, Mark. I'm really
mm-hmm.
excited to be speaking to you, and I hope I can get some healing here. I have been dealing with some digestive issues,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really not quite sure what triggers it, like what food, because
mm-hmm.
it's just all over the place, and I'll be fine for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'll throw up. And so let's say on average, maybe once every other week I'll throw up, and
okay.
it's getting annoying now. I just want to be
sure.
over it. I mean, and just enjoy the foods I used to eat as usual, and without having this horrible sensation like to throw up. I have to like run to a bathroom, and it's horrible. And
sure.
and I think the only foods that I use like I can sort of tolerate without vomiting are sweets. That's what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
okay.
I it's really weird.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know. Yeah. So.
Yeah. How long has this digestive issue been going on for you, Miranda? About
6-7 months, maybe.
Okay, 6 or 7 months. Okay. And so when it's, you know, when it's going on, how severe is it? 0 means no issue, 10 to the max. And it's digestive issues to the max. Where are you on that scale on average?
Oh, gosh. It sometimes it varies. Like, sometimes it'll be, like, maybe average like 4 or 5, and then sometimes it's more because the amount that comes out and the sensation I feel while I'm
sure,
you know, puking while I'm vomiting is a little stronger.
Okay.
So it really, it varies. Yeah.
Sure. And this week, have you been okay with your digestion or you had some issues?
I actually, what prompted me to call was, so I was fine with my breakfast. I just had toast as usual with some tea. And then
yeah.
a little while later, I just took a snack. I took like some, there was bread, for like Italian bread, and I dipped it in some oil. And that
sure.
maybe an hour or so later it came out. But I only took
okay.
half a slice of bread. So it just
yeah.
happened today.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, so with that information, I'm going to tune into your field, have your permission, I work with you tonight. You're energetically testable, which means you're properly hydrated and your spine's aligned. I'm getting a yes. I'm going to be testing on myself tonight to get the information. And as always, I say a prayer above because that's where changes come from.
You have my permission.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm going to be talking to your body. I'm asking your body digestive issues for you, and your body's going to tell me.
Okay,
first thing that's coming up is energies. Let's see what type. Something emotional. All right. A trapped emotion, AAB246. Okay, the first emotion, trapped emotion, is coming up is worthless. So this emotion is on your field. Sometimes it belongs to you. Other times you can absorb it. So do you have this energy in your field? Yes, belongs to you. Okay, I'm getting it doesn't belong to you. It feels like it's tracking to a female, and you don't have to say her name, but do you know who that might be?
Gosh, maybe.
Do you have, okay, just in your mind, have that person in mind. You don't have to say the name, but tell me when you got that person in mind. I'll check it.
Gosh, okay, it might be two people, so I'll check in with the first one.
Okay, person one, you got it. Yeah, it's that person, person number
it's
one.
That person. Oh, wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, this is the cool thing that she knows what that's about, and we're just going to clear it now. Yeah, I'm going to just clear it from your field. One, two, three. Okay, good. All right, digestive issues, reason. Toxins, EM spectrum. Okay, next thing that's coming up is all the cell phone radiation that's around us with our own cell phone, the towers. It's, in the last 6 months, it's been an issue in every one of my sessions. So let's just clear that out. Good. All right, digestive issues, reason. Oh, do you sleep with your cell phone in your bed at night or not?
Yeah, it's about a couple of feet away, but it's normally on my bed or on my side table just because
okay,
I'm afraid, in case there's an emergency.
Sure, yeah, okay. You know, you can play with that. Yeah, all right. All right, digestive issues, reasons.
Should I keep it farther away? I could do that easily.
Experiment. You know, try it. Yeah, if you can sleep a little bit further away, you know, where you still can get it. But I'm getting that maybe part of it. You know, there's probably just the general. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So EM spectrum. Let's see what else. Okay. Next thing that's showing up is a microwave. Do you have a microwave oven in where you live or not?
Yes, but I never use it.
Okay. And also sometimes even if we're not using, we have in our house or we're just out and about at the stores, you know, microwaves, restaurants are everywhere. So I'm just going to clear off the knowns and unknowns of the microwave that's in your field and clear it up. Good. All right. Digestion issues, reason. Toxins. Excesses. Okay. Next thing that's coming up is what's called the six pernicious influences. The six pernicious influences is a term from traditional Chinese medicine. The basic idea is that elements of the weather, like wind, heat, cold, gets in our field and imbalances us. So I'm going to ask, is there an excess of one of these energies in your field? Yeah, which one? Show me. Okay, what's coming up is wind. Has it been windy in the last couple of weeks there where you live?
Yes, it has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Let's just clear it out. All right, good. All right, digestive issues, reason. Toxins, EM spectrum. Okay, next thing that's showing up is radiation. Okay, what I'm tracking is there's just a lot of stuff in the atmosphere like Fukushima and much more. So I'm just going to get the knowns and unknowns of radiation and clear it out of your field. Good. All right, digestive issues. Nutrition and lifestyle. Okay, take me to your sleep. So are you getting enough restful sleep? I'm getting a no. How's your sleep been?
Horrible.
Horrible. All right. We're going to see why at the energetic level that's going on. Show me. Toxins. Dental toxicity. Okay, what's showing up now is mercury amalgam. Do you have any fillings with mercury, by chance?
I do. I think at least.
Yeah.
Probably two.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Again, so with something like that over time, again, over time, I'm getting it would be beneficial to have them removed. You want to make sure you go like a holistic dentist. It's a very delicate process. You want to make sure the person, the dentist, really knows what he or she is doing with this removal because it's very delicate. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to reset you for now, and that's maybe something you explore, okay, to support. Is that something you're open to?
I've known it causes problems, but I avoid it because I feel like I don't want to risk having something, you know, make it worse by trying to remove it because, as you said, it is a very delicate process.
Absolutely. And that's something I always tell all my clients is, you know, I always just provide information and I always want my clients to choose what's best for them. So let's just reset you for now.
Thank you.
Good. Good. Yeah, sure. All right. Digestive issues. Reason? Toxins? EM spectrum? Okay. What's showing up now is a sound. 7654321. Yesterday, before noon to 5, 5 to 10, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About yesterday, so Thursday around 10 o'clock, any type of sound, banging or crash come to mind that you heard that you're aware of?
Yesterday, I can't remember the time, but I know there's a lot of like gardeners that use like these power.
Power like 3 liters of motors.
They just make a lot of noise. I mean, that's the only thing that comes to mind. But there's been a lot of construction going on in the area too.
Yeah.
So I'm not,
What's tracking energetically, what's sticking is all the gardening tools and all that stuff. So we're just going to, that sound got in your field, we'll clear it out. Good. All right. Digestive issues, reason. Circuits and systems. Chakras. Okay, the next thing showing up is your root chakra. Let's see why that's showing up. Toxins. EM spectrum. Color. Okay, do you have a deficiency in one of the colors? Yeah. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Violet is often associated with our crown chakra. Let's see how low you are about it. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 1, 2, 3. Okay, you're 90% low on your violet. Let's see why that's going on.
Wow.
Yeah, energies.
And that surprises me because I do a lot of prayer and I try to meditate and listen to like solid hymns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would
absolutely
be better.
Yeah, there's some type of outside interference and your body's going to tell me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm tracking in the body code, there's a category called curses. So this is an negative energy that's placed on your field. It can be either by another person or another like entity that can come for a variety of reasons. So is it a person? Okay, this is an entity. How long has it been there? More than a year? 6 to 12, 3 to 6, 2 to 3, 1 to 2, 1 to 1 and a half, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. Okay, this has been there about 2 months. And I'm going to ask, I'm getting guided to ask, where was that curse energy placed on your body? On the front, back, right, left. Okay, like the back side of your neck, the left side, have you noticed any pain, discomfort, or not?
No.
All right. There. All right. So do we need to know anything? Okay. I'm thinking the purpose of this curse energy that was placed by an entity was to interfere with your relationship with God, the Creator. So we're going to release this tonight. So in the name of I'm calling in the Archangels Gabriel, Michael, Raphael to assist. Thank you. So in the name of the Creator, all there is, we command this cursed energy to be lifted from Miranda's field now. Then up to the seventh plane will be burned up and not to remagnetize anyone else, any time, dimension, space, past, present, future. Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, that's been released. Great. Okay, so we need to know anything more about that violet. Anything more we need to know? Okay, so that was interfering with your relationship with God. So what I'm going to do is download from Divine Source the frequency of violet and give you the 90%. Does that work for you?
Wonderful, sure.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Good. All right, so is that root chakra happy now? Good, the root chakra is happy. Let's go back. We were talking about the sleep issue. How are we better with the sleep? Yeah, I'm just going to reset you for your sleep, and we'll just see how you do in the upcoming days and weeks for more restful sleep. Good. Okay, digestive issue. Anything else ready for release now? Anything hidden? Okay, I'm getting a no. So if you can stand up and do like a 5-10 second walk around, just do a gentle stretch.
Okay.
Okay. What I want you, I'd like you to do is just feel into your body and just notice if you feel the same or different or not sure.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right. So I'm going to track how much change there was with your issue tonight. Okay. Tonight there was a 20% change with your overall issue. How aware are you of this?
How old am I?
No, aware. I'm tracking how consciously aware you are.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It's about 10%. How long before you're fully aware of that 20% change? Minutes, hours, days, weeks. 1, 2, 14. Okay, this is going to kick in about 20 days or sooner. Okay? So that's what your body wanted to do tonight. So what I tell my clients at the conclusion of a session is, one, in the upcoming days and weeks, notice what you notice about this, your digestion, or anything else, is how you're feeling, how you're sleeping, okay? Because whatever we focus on tends to expand. Two, make sure you drink plenty of clean water. When we do this type of energetic work, you release different energetic gunk in your system, and you want to flush it out, okay? And then sometimes after we do this work, we hit on some emotional stuff. Maybe people are energetic, and all of a sudden they realize they need to take a nap or something. So that's what your body wanted to do for tonight. Any questions?
No. Is that like normal for a healing, like 20%, or is it usually more or less? Or?
That's a great question. It's going to be different for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some clients that do 20%, some that it is 100%. But as I said earlier, the people change at the rate at which we know it's safe and gentle to do so.
I was hoping we'd get rid of this.
I know. I did too. I always want what I call the one-shot wonders. And they do happen, but at the same time, always leave allowance for the change, whatever's meant to be, to happen.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, and hopefully this will kickstart, the path towards it resolving and just going away. I'll keep the faith.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Miranda.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, David.
You're welcome, Miranda. Thank you for calling. God bless.
Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. And our next caller is Julia. And Julia, you're live.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So how can I help you tonight, Julia?
Well, I'm calling for more of the emotional realm,
some
emotional clearing.
Okay.
I've had some repeating patterns around self-love, loving myself, and also abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's some clearing we can do or healing we can do around that, that would be wonderful.
Okay, great. All right. So I'm going to tune into your field. Are you energetically testable tonight? I'm going to get yes.
Yes.
My service at proxy, yes. As always, we say, I say a prayer to above because that's where changes come from. Okay, I'm going to see which one. Okay, your body's taking me to the issue of abandonment. So I'm going to just call it the abandonment issue and see what's going on with your field. Okay? I'm going to be talking to your body reason for this abandonment issue. Energies. Allergy or intolerance. Okay, first thing that's coming up, it's called an idea allergy. Okay, in the body code, we can be allergic to different ideas or concepts. So a person can be I'm allergic to love, I'm allergic to money, I'm allergic to rain. So I'm going to get quiet and see what that is for you. Okay, what's coming through, I'm allergic to happiness. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah?
All right. Let's see. Okay, do I need to know more about this? Yeah. Okay, Master, your age?
55.
All right. So I'm going to see, how long has this been running in your field? Before age 25, 25 to 44, 45 to 50, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, about age 50, could be 49, could be 51, around 50. Anything come to mind where you felt like your happiness was really impacted?
Nothing specifically comes to mind, but I've had a lot of things happen over my life, so I'm sure any number of things could.
Yeah. Okay. I think, and again, sometimes like this, you may remember it 3 days later or you're not, but we're just, can I clear it? Yeah, I'm just going to clear that out of your field. It's been there 5 years, so let's clear it out. Good. All right. Abandonment issue, reason. Toxins, EM spectrum. Okay, next thing showing up is a microwave. Do you have one where you live?
Yes.
Again, you know, it's always about choice, but as a practitioner, I always tell people, if possible, yeah, not to use one. I know it's convenient to warm up food and coffee and all that. And, you know, the truth is, like I said, they're all around us. So I'm just going to clear out the microwave frequency that's in your field. Good. All right, abandonment issue, reason, nutritional lifestyle, malnutrition. Okay, this is a spiritual malnutrition. About 53% of people in the world are spiritually malnourished. So there are certain types of activities that just nourish our soul. So I'm going to see if any of these make sense that would be beneficial for you. Okay, next thing that's coming up, and this is in the broadest sense of the term, it's the category of scripture reading. So this could be a religious text, or it could just be like an inspirational text. Do you do inspirational reading, things along those lines?
Not in the Bible, but I'm always reading books or following, you know, websites, and so do that fairly regularly.
Okay, and you've been doing that lately?
I do it pretty regularly, like throughout my life.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So let's see. Was this before age 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 40 to 45? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. This is tracking back to age 45. So about 10 years ago, what was going on in your life about 10 years ago, about 2007?
Regarding spirituality, trying to just be part of groups.
Uh-huh. Or in general with your life, was there some major changes going on in your life around 2007 or not?
Nothing comes to mind, but I'm writing a note about the date, so I'll look it up later and try to understand it.
Okay, that's fine. So what I'm getting is that at sometime about 10 years ago, you got away from doing some type of scripture or spiritual reading, whatever that is for you. So what your body's telling me you want that frequency from 10 years ago. So is it okay if I give you that frequency of what you need?
Yes, please.
All right. So here we go. Source knows exactly what you need. We'll give it to you now. Good. All right. Abandonment issues, reason. Nutritional lifestyle. Color deficiency. Okay, so you're low in one of the colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo. Indigo, which is often associated with our third eye, our inner knowing. Let's see, how low is your indigo? Okay, just like 10%, but enough to show up. Do I need to know more information? No. So what I'm going to do is download from Source the frequency of indigo and give it to you now. Does that work for you?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Good. All right. Abandonment issues, reasons. Circuits and systems. Okay, it's taking me to your digestive system. Let's see what's going on there. Which area? Show me. Okay, what's lighting up is your gallbladder. Have you had any issues that you're aware of with your gallbladder?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. So let's see why that's showing up as energetically imbalanced. Let's see. Toxins. EM spectrum. Okay, the next thing that's showing up is cell phone radiation. So let's just clear that out. All right, is the gallbladder happy? No, let's see why else. Toxins. Excesses. Stress hormones. Okay, I'm tracking excessive cortisol in the system. 7654332221. Was yesterday a little bit of a stressful day for you?
Wednesday was.
Wednesday. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's clear that out. All right. Good. Okay. Gallbladder happy. Kink healing energy to the gallbladder area. That last little piece. Thank you. Good. All right. So abandonment issues, reason. Anything else ready to be cleared out? Anything hidden? Okay, I'm getting a no for now. So, Julie, if you can stand up and do like a 5-10 second little stretch, walk around. Okay. Are you back?
Yep, I'm back.
All right. Okay, so I want you to feel into your body and maybe think about an abandonment issue. Let me know if you feel the same or different.
I think I feel a little more peaceful.
Okay, so a little more peaceful. Okay, cool. All right, so for your issue, what I'm tracking with this abandonment issue, there was a 94% change tonight, so significant. You're pretty aware of it. I'm tracking 80% consciously aware, and you're going to be aware of that, the rest of that 94% in 14 days or sooner, so it's going to kick in during that period. Any questions for me about what we did tonight?
No, that was wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely happy to heal anything. So thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Great. Okay, so, thank you, Julia.
Thank you. And thank you, David. I appreciate you for your shows and all these wonderful guests that you bring.
Oh, you're welcome.
To
thank
experience
you.
It. So thank you so much.
I appreciate your feedback, Julia. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay, we lost one of our callers. I got a message from her, so we're going to go to Mary. And Mary,
okay. You
are live.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I'm glad I got in just in time to get on the show. This is a fairly new concept to me, and I'm very interested in how it works as well as if it will work on me.
Sure.
Nice to meet you, Mark. I've been dealing with IBSD for many years, and most recently it seems like it's really gotten out of control. And as well as that, about 3 years ago, I started having urinary infections, one after the other, and just being treated with antibiotics and not seeming to find any answer, the real cause or anything, and it takes my energy.
Sure.
I feel very low, and I'm back again on the antibiotics now because I have a swelling where a tooth fell out, where a wisdom tooth fell out, and there's pus coming out of that. So I've got a whole bunch of things going on, and I'm really feeling pretty rotten.
Okay. Well, the good thing is your body will tell me what the priority issue is. So that sound good? Well, I'll list the IBSD stuff. Like I said, I'm not a medical doctor, so I just look at what's going on at the energetic level and also with the urinary infection. Sound good?
Yes, please.
All right. So I'm going to tune in. Mary's energetically testable tonight. Yes, measure the proxy and ask for some help from above. All right. Okay. Yeah, your body wants to go to the urinary infection stuff. So we'll see what's locking into place that issue. So I'm asking your body to show me through source. Reason. Toxins. EM spectrum. Okay, first thing that's coming up is all the cell phone radiation that's around us. Let's clear that out. Good. Okay, urinary tract infections resumes. Toxins. Okay, next thing is microwave. Do you use one of those where you live?
Yeah, I do use a microwave, but I try to alternate when I can. Sometimes it's
sure.
so hot that I don't like to use other methods. And I'm not a big cell phone user. I pretty much use my home phone when I can and alternate,
yeah.
so I don't use that too much.
Sure. And the truth is with, you know, cell phone radiation, the towers, our neighbors have them, so they're all around us. You know, we do our best. So, and same with
the
microwave.
I do have the Wi-Fi on my computer, so.
Yeah, sure. We live in the modern-day world, so we just try to mitigate the effect. So, okay,
right.
let's clear out that microwave. Good. All right. Okay, urinary infections, reasons. Toxins. Dental toxicity. Let's see. Okay, taking me to a dental relationship chart. With all of our teeth, each one is energetically connected to an area of our body, organs, and stuff. So one of your teeth, let's see which one's going to light up. Is it between 1 and 10 on my chart? No, 10 to 20, yeah. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20. Okay, tooth 20 is lighting up. I'll tell you which one that is. Tooth 20 is, okay, the lower left side, the second.
Well, it's on the lower right where the tooth came out.
Okay.
But, I mean, I could have other issues on the left. I don't know. But the main area right now, the swelling is on the right, lower right.
Okay. Let me tell you real quick how energy works. I always just follow the trail. Sometimes you are experiencing on the other side, but your body's telling me, look at 220. So that's what I'm doing. That's connected to your left lung, the left side of your large intestine, left breast, and on the left side, your shoulder, elbow, hand, and your foot and big toe. Have you had any issues with the left side of your body in any of those areas or not that you're aware of?
Not that I can think of offhand. No, not specifically left. It's just kind of all over. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's see why 220 is lighting up. Show me. Toxins. Dental toxicity. Okay, the next thing that's showing up is fluoride. What type of toothpaste do you use to brush your teeth?
Variety, usually Crest or Colgate. It varies.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you just get on sale or you try a new find.
Yeah.
Not always
What your body's telling me, and most commercial toothpaste have fluoride in them, and it's very toxic for our body. And also people are, you know, out at the restaurants or drinking tap water. Most water in the U.S. has fluoride in it. So that's what your body's telling me.
I don't drink tap water, though. I drink only bottled water.
Okay. So I'm just going to get the knowns and unknowns of this fluoride and release it from your field. Okay, good. All right, anything else we need to know about tooth 20? Anything else? Okay, I'm just going to energetically reset your tooth 20 now. Good. All right, going back, urinary infections, reasons, toxins, EM spectrum. Okay, the next thing that's coming up in the body code, it's called scalar energy. The acronym is HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. What this is basically U.S. government, probably other governments around the world, have weather programs that modify the weather. This one's based out of Alaska, and it can affect people. So we're just going to clear that out.
I'm very weather sensitive. Funny you say that.
Weather modification, U.S. governments are doing that. All right, urinary infections, reasons, toxins, EM spectrum. Okay, next thing that's showing up are the EMF, the Wi-Fi in our house or around us. Let's just clear it out. All right, good. All right, urinary infections, reasons, circuits and systems, chakras. Okay, this is taking me to your heart chakra. Let's see why that's showing up as imbalance. All right, let's see. Nutrition and lifestyle. Malnutrition. Spiritual malnutrition. So are you spiritually malnourished right now? I'm getting a yes. Let's see what might be beneficial.
I'm always, you know, reading a lot of things. I've always been involved in spirituality, but there's been some change in the amount of time I'm actually spending with a spiritual group. But I'm always practicing, you know, on my own and reading and.
Sure. And what your body's telling me, see if this makes sense, what feels like something you've gotten away in last month, the broad category is called acts of selfless service. Did you used to do more volunteer work than you're currently doing or something along those lines or just?
I wouldn't say it was volunteer, but I was like pretty active in things that were going on within a spiritual community more so than I am now. I wouldn't say, you know, not specifically like a work-related volunteer type thing, but more active, and I'm not anymore. There's been some changes.
Sure, and again, I'm just telling what your body's telling me, and they're saying, maybe you're doing, just like maybe you're doing about 20% less in that around there, what you used to do. And so, again, I know, you know, life comes up and we have to make adjustments. But let me see if I can give you at least the frequency equivalent of what you need for that. Yeah. So if it works for you, I'm going to download from Divine Source the frequency of what it is for you, of this service that you used to do more of. Does that work for you?
Sure, whatever is helpful, yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's get it from Source. It's a good place to go. Good. All right. Heart chakra happy? No, let's see what else. Toxins. EM spectrum. A color. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet again. Okay, violet, popular color. Let's see, how low are you tonight? Okay, only 10%, but enough to show up. Do I need anything more? No. So I'm just going to download from Divine Source the frequency of violet and give you that 10% you need. Here we go. Good. All right, heart chakra happy. Now let's see what else. Nutritional lifestyle. Dehydration. Are you drinking enough water? I'm getting a no. How's your water drinking?
It's funny that has come up quite a bit, and the irony of that is I'm probably drinking two or three times more than I normally do, but it could be because I'm losing more of it than normal.
Right. Okay, so let me just see how how much more you need to drink.
Wow.
Okay, plus 20% more. Yeah. Let me
how many more?
About 20% more, whatever you're currently drinking.
Okay.
So, right quality? Yeah. Okay. And I'm also getting your body's not able to absorb it properly. So let's see why that is. Let's go there. Toxins. EM spectrum. Okay. The next thing that's coming up is radiation. Again, it just feels like things that are in the air, Fukushima and more. Let's just clear it out, knowns and unknowns of radiation. Good. Okay, anything else we know about this, why she's not absorbing properly? No. Anything else hidden? Okay, so we're just going to reset you for optimal absorption of the water you are taking in and give it to you now. Okay, what about anything drinking? Okay, good. All right. Heart chakra, happy now? 100, good. All right. All right. Back to the issue, urinary infection, anything else? You think it's ready to be cleared out now? Okay, I'm getting a no. So if you'd like to stand up, Mary, and do like a 5 or 10 second walk around.
That's kind of what I'm doing as we're talking. I'm kind of kind of stretching because I've been just, I don't know, somehow I've been feeling like I need to do more stretching, walking.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just kind of coming into my head, like maybe that would help you if you could start doing that from the time you get up, just in normal things, not exercising, but just when I do my chores, to do more stretching as I do them. So
Excellent. Listen to your intuition. It's on the money.
Yeah.
Excellent. Like that. All right. Let's see. Okay. So what I'm getting tonight, there was a 60% change with your issue. Right now, you're about 60% consciously aware of that 60% change. How long till you're 100% consciously aware of that 60% change? Minutes, hours, days, weeks. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. About 13 days or sooner. Okay? So, like I said, just notice what you notice with your urinary stuff or just how you're feeling in general. Okay?
So,
make sure you drink plenty of go ahead.
Yeah, so you do, and do you get feedback? Are people, like, giving you feedback saying, yes, I noticed it at this point. I started feeling better. I started being more aware of that I'm feeling better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I also encourage people just to keep, like, a micro journal. Just, you know, any little changes you notice. Because whatever you focus on tends to expand. So, you know, it's really for you. And then if you'd like to, probably David will give you my contact information at the end of the show. Just, you know,
okay.
Write you a little note of how you're doing.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know what the philosophy is behind it, but I'm open to all forms of healing, whatever modality works. And for whatever reason, we don't always know. But if it works, it works.
Absolutely.
And I'm pleased to have you do that. Thank you very much. Thank you, David.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, Mary.
Good night now.
Good night, honey. This would be a good opportunity to put forth his website again. So everybody get out your pens and write it down. It's on the World Wide Web. It's peopleandpetsenergetics.com. Or his Facebook page is People and Pets Energetics. So our next caller is Donna. And Donna, you are live.
Great. Thank you, Dave. And hi, Mark.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Yeah, my issue is with sleeping. And this has been going on for like 2 years, I guess. And I was on Ambien. And then it went from 5 to 10 to 15. So I stopped that. Well, it stopped working. And I didn't want to go higher. So I stopped that, and then I went into Benadryl. And Benadryl, I've been on for the last 3 months or so, and I've just been not wanting to do anything. The next day, I felt so lethargic and whatnot. And so I'm off that now, and tonight I'm going to start melatonin with magnesium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see what's going on with your sleep issues. This will be for you. We're going to pull up the energetics for your sleep issue and see what's going on. All right.
Okay.
So tune in. You're energetically testable tonight? Yes. May I serve as a proxy? Yes. And I always say, ask for some help above. All right. So I'm looking at my charts and asking reason for sleep issues for Donna. Sleep issue reason. Energies. Offensive. Okay. First thing that's coming up is a saboteur energy. Let me tell you what this is. It's basically saboteur energy is like if we have some type of like minor disagreement or disagreement with another person, they can subconsciously, not deliberately, like put an energy weapon in our field, so like that stabbing in the back. So do you have a saboteur energy in your field? Okay, it's a female. Do you know who this might be?
My sister and I go, you know, I love her dearly, but we go
talks all the time.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your sister. So let's just clear out that energy. It's in your field. Good. All right. Sleep issue reason. Toxins.
Yeah.
EM spectrum.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing that's coming up is cell phone radiation. So let's just clear that out of your field. It's, as you can tell, it's come up, I think, for everyone tonight, and it's very common. So, all right. Okay. Sleep issue reason. Toxins. Dental toxicity. Okay, tracking fluoride. Again, toothpaste, what type of toothpaste do you use?
Pronamel, I think it's called.
Okay. Okay, I don't know if that has fluoride. Maybe you may want to check, is it good to have fluoride
or is it best not to?
Yeah, not to. Fluoride is a toxin. So, and also, like I said, as I said with an earlier caller, there's often in the water if we're drinking tap water at a restaurant or something. So, you know, awareness and always do the best we can. So I'm going to, actually it's pretty big, I'm going to clear out this fluoride in your field. Good. All right. Reason for this issue. Toxins. EM spectrum. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Very interesting. All right. How low are you on your violet? Okay, you're about 20% low on your violet. Do we know anything more about this? I'm getting a no. So what I'm going to do is download from Divine Source the frequency of violet and give you that 20%. Good. All right. Sleep issue, reason. Toxins.
Yeah.
EM spectrum. Okay, next thing that's showing up is fluorescent, like fluorescent lighting. Do you have any of that where you live or work?
No, I don't work, but no fluorescent lighting. But maybe toxins, though, I'm thinking. Yeah. Because all
or
very toxic, aren't they?
I'm sorry, all what are very toxic?
All the sleep aids and everything, all that's toxic, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but what this is tracking right now, and also just the reality is when we go to the stores, you know, they often have fluorescent lighting. So we're just going to clear out.
Oh, I do go shopping, yeah.
Yeah, we all do. So, all right, I do. All right, let's clear it out. All right, good. All right, sleep issue, reason. Toxins. EM spectrum. All right. Okay, this is coming up as a sound. 7654321. Today, before noon to 5, 1, 2, 3. Okay, about 5 o'clock today. Was there any type of, like, construction, that noise that comes to mind?
I'm trying to think. I was out on the ATV. I mean, that's kind of noisy.
I'm at my sister's
ranch right now.
Okay. Are you in Texas, ATV?
No, I'm out in California, but they have a big ranch, so I ride the ATV up in the hills.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. Just sounds like some noise. We're just going to get the knowns and unknowns and clear it out. All right. Good. All right. Sleep issue. Reason? Toxins. EM spectrum. All right. Okay. This is something off my charts. Let me get quiet and see. Okay, I just always say what comes through. I'm getting like ET frequencies, like extraterrestrial frequencies. They've been quite active lately. Yeah, so I'm just going to get the knowns and unknowns of these ET frequencies and clear them out of your fields. Good. All right. Sleep issue reason. Anything else ready to release tonight? Anything hidden? Okay, I'm getting a no. So, Donna, if you want to stand up and do like a 5 or 10 second walk around stretch.
Okay.
Okay. Just kind of feel into your body. Let me know if you feel the same or different or not sure.
I feel more passage in my solar plexus. Like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so what I'm tracking with your issue tonight, with your sleep issue, what your body wanted to do, there was a 25% change. Right now you're about 10% consciously aware, and you'll be fully aware, 100% consciously aware of that 25% change in minutes, hours, days, weeks. 1, 2 weeks or sooner. That's how it's tracking out right now. Okay. So that's what your body wanted to do tonight. And so just notice what you notice about your sleep in the upcoming days and weeks, and just also, you know, how you're waking up in the morning or anything else that catches your attention.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wonderful. I'll do that. And what does the spectrum mean? I didn't understand that.
Spectrum. Oh, EM Spectrum?
Yes.
That's just different types in the body code. It's a category of electromagnetic. There are different subcategories of this category called EM Spectrum, like colors or EMS, toxins. Yeah, that's in the body code. Yeah, that's what it meant.
Would you recommend also going on a certain type of fast to get rid of the toxins? I know that you said it had to be done slowly. Otherwise, you're going to be in bed very sick, right?
Everyone's different. I'm not a medical doctor or nutritionist, so I would recommend you would consult with them if you want to do some type of, like, physical detox. I would consult with like a nutritionist if you decide you want to really go that route.
Yeah, maybe not. With this healing with you, I may not need it. And yeah, so that'll be good.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Mark. And I look forward to going to your website. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Donna. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
Take care, Donna.
Thank you, Dave.
You're
me
welcome.
Too.
God bless. Are you still willing to take a fifth caller, Mark?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. I'm going to area code 541. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Anna.
Hi,
Thank
Anna.
You.
How are you?
Okay, hanging in there.
How can I help you tonight, Anna?
Well, I've been dealing for several years with osteoarthritis, especially in my knees, and even though I had knee surgery in one knee, I'm still struggling, and would like to find out what's keeping me from healing.
Okay. You said you have it in both knees? Is one a little bit more pronounced? Or?
Well, I had total knee replacement in the left knee, and it's been so challenging that I don't even want to do the right knee.
Sure. All right. So what I'm going to do, like I said, I told other callers, I'm not a medical doctor, but what I'm going to look at is there's an energetic that's underpinning your osteoarthritis stuff in your knees. So I'm going to see what's going on at that level. Sound good?
Great. Thank you.
Sure. All right, so I'm going to tune in. You're energetically testable tonight? Yes. And I serve as a proxy? Yes. And ask for help from above, because that's where changes come from. All right. It's taking me specifically to the left knee, this issue with the left knee. So that's where I'm going to start.
Okay.
Reason? Toxins. EM spectrum. Okay, first thing is cell phone radiation. That's all around us. So let's just clear that out. All right, good. All right, left knee reason, toxins, EM spectrum, microwave. Do you use a microwave where you live?
Very infrequently.
Yeah.
Not on a regular basis at all, it's there.
It's there, and like I said, when we're out and about, restaurants, stores are using them, so let's just clear it out of your field. All right, good. All right, left knee, issue, reason, energies, mental. Okay, what's showing up now, it's in the body code called a despair anchor. Despair anchor is a negative statement that's perceived as a truth by your subconscious, which then seeks to, verify the quote-unquote truth of that statement. These despair anchors usually occur from severe or repetitive negative thinking. So I'm going to get quiet and see what that is for you. Okay, what I'm hearing is, I am so tired of this problem. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. Do we need to know more about this? No. So may I release it? Yeah, I'm going to release this despair anchor from your field. All right, good. All right. Osteoarthritis, the left knee reason. Toxins. EM spectrum? Sound. Okay. 7654321. Yesterday, before noon, noon and 5 to 10, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 7, 8, about 8 o'clock last night. Was there some type of sound that comes to mind? That, you know, I don't know where you were at 8 o'clock last night, but
possibly just my housemate closing doors and, you know, a little bit
opening,
abruptly.
Closing doors. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's been
an
issue, so I don't know if it was 8 p.m. last night or not. But
yeah, but it's tracking. Yeah, that's checking is, yeah, the opening and closing of doors. So let's clear that frequency out of your field. Good. All right, left knee issue. Reason, toxins, EM spectrum. Okay. Again, what's coming up is scalar energy, the HARP. This actually came up with an earlier caller. This is, as I mentioned, was the U.S. government weather probe modification program based out of Alaska.
Yeah, I know. I track
it
sometimes.
Okay, let's hear it out.
Okay.
All right, good. All right. Okay, arthritis, left knee, everything. Nutrition and lifestyle. Outside needs, let's see what that might be for you. Physical need, let's see. Body work, okay. 2, 3, 4. Huh. All right, first time. Okay, so it's tracking a form of body work called trigger point myotherapy. Are you familiar with that by chance?
No. But,
okay.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. Let me hold on. Let me get quiet for a second. Yeah. Okay, what I can do, 2017, we can do this. I'm going to connect with Source and give you kind of like a virtual session of this trigger point myotherapy. Does that work for you?
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Because let me give you the frequency of that session, the equivalent. Here we go. All right, the left knee issue, reason, toxins, excesses. Okay, what's showing up now is metabolic waste. So these are the byproducts that our, you know, different organs and systems produce, because it's kind of like the trash not being taken out. So do you have excessive metabolic waste in your body? Yeah, let's see why that is. Circuits and systems.
What was that? System. I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry. Circuits and systems, and this is one of your systems. So, so I'm going to see which one. This is in the body code system. Okay, this is taking me to your nervous system. So let's see which area. Part of your peripheral nervous system, your autonomic nervous system. Let's see. Parasympathetic. Let's see. Okay, it looks like the stomach area. So I'm going to see why that's showing up. That area is lighting up. It's not particularly happy. Let's see why. Toxins. EM spectrum. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. All right, let's see how low you are in the violet. Okay, you're about 50% low on your violet, which is associated with the, do we need to know more about this substance? No. Okay, so what I'm going to do is download from Divine Source that frequency of violet, that 50% you need, and give it to you. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Good. All right. Okay, that stomach, that parasympathetic, or anything else about that? Anything else? I reset it. Yeah, I'm going to energetically reset that area of your body.
Okay.
Good. We need to know anything else about the metabolic waste? Anything else? Anything hidden? May I reset her metabolic system? So she takes out the trash better. All right, let's just reset you. Good. All right. Okay, that left knee. Anything else ready to release now? Anything hidden? Anything else you need to know? Okay, I'm getting a no for now. So, if you'd like to stand up, do like a 5 or 10 second little gentle stretch or walk around, whatever feels comfortable.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That left knee, does it feel the same or different or not sure or whatever? It's fine.
I'm not sure that I could pinpoint a difference. It's just been
an ongoing
multitude of issues.
Sure. That's fine. That's fine. What about just in general how you're feeling? Your body.
There were moments that I could actually feel shifts, like in my stomach there was a shift. I could feel different energetic changes at the moment that you were working on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so things had to have overall changed.
Yeah, that's what I'm tracking with this left knee in particular, that there was a 100% change. This is going to kick in over a 20-day period, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, again, just notice what you notice about the knees or how you're feeling in general, and make sure to drink plenty of water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to drink more water and less coffee.
Yeah, exactly. That's very important when you do this type of work because you release different types of energetic toxins, and you want to flush them out of the body, and by staying well-hydrated, you enable the energetic work to continue beyond our session tonight.
Mhm. All right. Well, thank you very much. This was wonderful. I like the little bits of esoteric stuff that goes beyond the mind that the mind can just kind of track, but it's definitely either you're open and you're saying yes and allowing it or not.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'm fascinated. Yeah, yeah. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Good night, Anna.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
God bless.
Bless you, too.
Thank you so much. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining me tonight. That was fascinating.
Thank you. My pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, are you willing to do it again at the next date that we talked about?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay, very good. Well, Mark will be back, and just check the schedule at blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark. I don't remember the date, Mark.
I think
it was October or November or something.
I think November 10th, around there, whatever that, the Friday night, yeah.
Okay, very good.
We'll double check it.
Well,
cool.
I thank you for joining me, and I wish you all God's good blessings.
Thank you very much, and thanks to your callers for being tonight. Okay.
Thank you. So
thank
once
you.
Again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.